It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 686.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Welcome to the Daily Talk Show formal. This is a beautiful sight to be seen. I mean, if you just listen, we did make it. That's Gemma Watts, aka Queen Gronk. This is a beautiful sight.
Head of the formal committee, baby.
Well, if you're listening to this episode, I suggest you jump onto YouTube because you can see a plethora of Gronks, which you don't normally see. What's a word? If there's a flock, if there's a gaggle of geese,
We need a collective noun.
Of Gronks.
A herd of Gronks.
A herd. What are the other, what are the nouns?
It's got to be original.
You're the smart one here, Gemma.
Oh, no, not the 97 is.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm the pretty one.
You're the copywriter. Surely you've got something.
I'm actually just in the middle of posting on IGTV, so I'll be with you in a
second. That's fine.
Guys, this is big. This is the Daily Talk Show formal. We're in isolation. We've all dressed up. And I must say, everyone is looking absolutely amazing.
Stunning.
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 Beautiful.
Stunning.
TJ, we've organized a surprise, which will happen around mid-show. Sevs, can you give us an update on how many minutes until we have our surprise?
At the moment, the ETA is 4:30.
4:30, we'll be having a surprise.
Oh, my God, I bet I know what it is. I know what it is.
Oh, my God. And if I disappear, guys, I may be knocking on your door as a stripper. But it probably won't happen.
I mean, Show Baker's clapping her hands. Show Baker, please unmute. She's currently doing pray hands. How are you, Show Baker?
I'm good, thank you. I have done so much effort.
It's paid off.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, that's the thing. Effort. First week he was looking after his internet. The second one, Ian, where have you got this number from? I've just unmuted you. You're gonna have to accept the unmute. Can you tell us about this suit?
Well, this is just a Monday to Friday number.
What is it? A pink bow tie and a cream suit?
It's a sort of pinky coloured jacket, which
pinky.
I must fess up a little bit. I only sort of went.
Here we go. He's got no pants on. He's got no pants on.
Definitely no. You can get away with it. What undies are you rocking? The shorts. No, we appreciate it. I mean, I think that most people. TJ, have you gone for the whole look, or have you sort of copped out when it comes to?
No, I even wore a new pair of underwear
from
the packet. Yeah, I'm fully look
from the packet. Wow,
wow! Oh, I got shoes on.
Who's wearing underwear? It's isolation.
Yeah, no,
I'm pumped. And I said I wasn't going to drink, but I went to Dan Murphy's, and he's quite influential. If anything, he's a bully, Dan. A peer pressure bully. And I bought a bottle of red, and I also got Sweet 16 Water Juice, which is a Woodstock bourbon can, which I haven't had one of these in probably 15
years. Does it bring good memories?
No. I used to drink these and walk the streets of Sandringham for no good reason. And
that sounds like a great night.
In the skate bowl, looking up at the stars and seeing, what do they call it? Satellites drift across. And just like, wow, the world's my oyster. Look at me now.
I'm drinking something called a Brighton Spritz in your honour, TJ.
Oh, yeah? Yep.
What's in a Brighton Spritz?
Let me read it off the
other than Nick Riewoldt.
Pear, fig and Pinot Grigio.
Okay.
That sounds good.
But it's from a can. But
the pear fig bit, is that just a juice?
Crystal. Look, if I had the answer for you, I would give it to you. However, given that it has come from a can, I do not know.
Can I say in the YouTube comments, Joanne Jacket, TJ's mum, has just said, morning, Shannon. good gear. Good Real Inky Do also says, morning, Gronks.
Casey says a gaggle of Gronks.
A gaggle of Gronks. Yeah, it does rhyme. It is kind of nice. Hey, guys, in terms of we've got like 80% females here, and I'm sure that your dresses don't have pockets, but I've found a and I'm thankful is my wife's lippy, but I found this lippy which she doesn't know she's lost. This is
What colour is it?
It's actually quite nice. Should I put some on?
Is there a way of telling the exact gem? Is there a way of telling the exact? Oh yeah,
Gemma. It is a
exact Pantone
Creme Sheen Modesty.
Creme Sheen. But well, it is Mac.
Yeah. So Bodie, we walked into the our walk-in wardrobe, and he'd used Amy's current lipstick, which she loves, and drawn on the carpet and snapped it.
That's not
ideal. Can you send me the details, please? I can arrange.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a good one. Has anyone found anything? Sort of. I could imagine Derek. Pockets. I could imagine Derek's pulled out. You know,
any dirty tissues, Derek?
Things are. I cleaned out my shed the other day, and I found to make an office for Fiona and the kids and all that, and everybody except me. I found a dead rat, dead rat in the corner. I found.
What makes it mummified?
Well, mummified, I guess, is it still looks like a rat, but it's dry and weightless and sort of harmless. Like,
And so you picked it up.
Well, no, I screamed and ran away, and then came back, showed the kids. And scooped it into.
Could be a science experiment. How are you going having the kids in homeschool? Is it counted as homeschool?
It's called homeschool, yeah. If I'm doing it here in the studio.
Wait, so there's no teachers? You're doing it yourself, or
that's it? Yeah.
Why is that? Is that what's happening in Victoria?
Yeah, there's no kids aren't at school.
Kids are on Zoom though, aren't they?
Yeah, looks like my kids haven't used the Zoom yet, but the teachers send them emails and. Gives them things to do for the day.
But the teachers do lectures and classes and shit, or no?
No. Maybe the private schools probably do. Look, they're all at different levels. The teachers, state schools, the teachers have been madly over the holidays and the extra week, madly trying to work out what the fuck to do. And they've done it so far. I mean, you can see on Facebook, the parents all freaking out going, I haven't heard from my teacher yet, or I haven't done this, or is this supposed to be it? That feels like we're left alone, but they're going to. In the next few weeks, it'll pan out. It's not the end of the world for primary school.
Is it just the more you pay, the more they will take care of the business, take care of it for you?
Nah, I don't think so. The posh schools shut down before the state schools, so they probably had that extra week to work out what to do in terms. Really?
Yeah, they wanted everyone to be able to get down to the holiday house before they could put that ban enforced across the nation.
TJ, before we get started, I thought it would be good to get Basil to give me a bit of a pump up. Basil, what have you got? Like, just to pump us all up. What are you thinking?
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, how embarrassing to have your heart read out on a live stream. Hello, Gronk Life. How's everyone going? Yeah.
Basil, grey suit is such a good choice.
Yeah, it looks great.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, all of my other suits are weirdly at my folks' house in Bendigo, so this definitely doesn't do up.
That's fine.
Let's not try and do that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Could have gotten away with it.
Thank you. Basil, you've also got that I can't be fucked 16-year-old. I'll learn how to do my tie another year, which you never get around to, and you never know how to do your tie.
You can do up your I reckon doing up your suit is a good indicator that you're not living your life. You should.
No, Josh, do you know the rule? Sometimes, always, never.
Yeah.
Sometimes, always, never.
I've gone with never, never, never is my.
Yeah. Sometimes I used to be able to never. That's what mine is.
Have you, TJ? Have you got your buttons done up?
No, I can't. I was more lean individual the time that I had this suit fitted, and I've since just been living that good life in Bulleen.
And so, Basil. Give us a pump. Yes, I mean, give us some optimism. You're an optimistic guy. What have you been thinking about?
I am, and I'm even more optimistic when I've had a couple of rums. But I think everyone, your superpower is 20 times more powerful than you think, right?
Well, Bree asked if you'd been drinking. Had you been drinking?
Would like those thoughts too.
Sorry, was that Jeb?
No, that was my first thought as well. I was like, he's pissed.
Towards the end of the dive, yeah, very much so. But at the start, like at the top of the show, I cracked my first beer when we went live. So all of the love at the top was pretty sober. But yeah,
where were you at for Trust in Brie?
Trust in Brie.
I was towards the deep end of the swimming pool. You know,
she
what
loved
I mean?
It. By the way, she was like, "Fuck Baz, I like Baz."
I stand by everything. That I just wish there was less spelling mistakes. But you know, that's about it.
So I was wondering about George. Did you transcribe it, or how did you get? Because that sounds annoying.
Thanks,
Georgie.
I added in some emojis for you too. Did you see those?
Appreciate it.
I feel like that'd be something you'd send when you said your superpower is stronger than you think. You'd probably put in the
100%, baby. Yeah.
George, you look stunning. You look like you work at Attica.
Oh, how's the hair?
Thank you very much.
What are you drinking?
Just beer. I panicked and got beer.
Do you have a full bar set up to the side there?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, Gemma, he's packing down from an event that he had last night at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Can I introduce you to some boys?
Yeah, sure.
My formal date.
Oh, here we go.
This is my version of the coconut crew. These are the boys I went to school with.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs, Rob in the middle.
Wait, we can't see him.
Oh, there is he. Oh,
hey, Robbie.
I was like, this is one of George's boys.
So,
Robbie, I took off my sunnies because it was too much. You might want to do it the same.
Do you want me to do the...
Yeah. Let's see your eyes. I can't trust anyone.
I had them off before. But,
yeah. Oh, beautiful.
I reckon you're going to love this, Josh.
Dark brown.
This is going to be great for your ego. I reckon, Rob, you introduced me to Josh speaking.
On my
podcast. I think I actually did, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Look at Josh's eyes. They've rolled back into the back of his head.
Ryan Shelton episode in particular.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
I appreciate.
I think
that.
I showed that to George.
Yeah, he did.
I appreciate it.
And so, was that while you were living in Byron, George?
So this is Canberra.
Canberra.
We went to Canberra school together. The next one down here is Larry. It's 2 a.m. where he is. He's in Kentucky. I'm just unmuting you, Larry.
Where's Larry?
Then, hey, Larry. So
with Jessie, his wife.
Oh, g'day, Larry.
The middle of the night. So we didn't actually get to go to formal together, the three of us, because...
That's Larry legit.
That's Larry legit. Legit. Because Robbie just stopped going to school pretty much, so they sort of expelled him.
What time did you... When did you finish, Larry? What year?
No, that was Rob.
Oh, Rob, sorry. I'm pissed.
I finished halfway through year 12. They just said... Look, mate, you're not going to finish. So kind of just had to leave. Yeah. Didn't have a choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did have a choice. I could have, you know, knuckled in and actually did some work, but
that wasn't a good option for you.
Yeah. I was saying that too. Did you do a apprenticeship or something? What do you do, Robbie?
I went to kind of like a TAFE, I guess, after that in Canberra, CIT. Just did like filmmaking and stuff like that. Me and George always did kind of filmmaking stuff.
Okay.
I went to afters a few years after that. And so
Robbie, is it true that you're actually currently in prison?
Yes. Sorry, what do you mean?
No, I'm joking. Imagine if that was a really sad story. It's like, yeah, look, Josh, I've been hard done by. I'm currently been out of work 6 years.
It could have gone either way. But no, I believe in Robbie. I could tell based on his tie that he was okay.
Thanks, Robbie. Really quickly. Thanks, so we didn't get to go to the formal together, the three of us, because, Rob was finished school. Larry was at boarding school in Albury. So he wasn't actually...
That was in year 10, George.
Okay, this is year 10.
What actually happens in boarding school? Because, I have no idea about boarding school. What's the deal, Larry? What do you do?
Actually pretty fun. You have to hang out with your friends all day and live with them when you're like 15, so you have to mischief.
And so do you is it like sleeping in the same sort of room mischief, or what sort of mischief?
It was kind of like there was like an office where there's little half wall dividers, so everyone had their own little room, but you could just, there's no doors or anything like that.
Were you naughty? How did you get to boarding school?
Yeah, it's a little naughty. My parents tried to send me there for to be less naughty.
And so you, Larry, were naughty. Robbie was naughty. And so George...
You were naughty, naughty, naughty equation.
I wasn't that naughty.
Were you a naughty boy?
I wasn't so much naughty, just to clarify. I was just kind of disinterested in the school curriculum.
Okay, your parole officer would say something different about that.
Correctional officer don't. They do, for the most part, they're done.
So this is year 10, right? So we had our formal. I went and we said, Larry, you got to come. You got to somehow get here. So he was in boarding school and he told the teacher that he was just going to go to the toilet or something and snuck off, got on a bus, busted up to Canberra like 5 hours. He was like a missing person. It was great. Yeah,
why do you go to Canberra? Like, I mean, that's a pretty, that's an outrageous thing.
For the after party to hang out with us.
I guess.
When he was 15. So
anyway. That's an absolute effort.
It was.
Absolute effort. Absolutely. Okay.
I'm glad someone appreciates the work I put in to see the boys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Sebs, are you saying okay to me?
Yeah.
Clap too much?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure what we were doing.
You guys are going to have to drive the show because my pre...
So Josh is currently...
Out a little bit.
He's had a bottle of wine to himself. And so he seems quite loving at this point. So I'm all for it. I'm here for it, Josh. I'm absolutely here for it.
Sebs, have we got an app? Why are my eyes watering? Is that a cause?
That's all good. You're having a ball.
Sebs, I'm having a ball. I feel good. Sebs, have we got an update on the surprise? How long till
still 4:30.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what will sort of take us out to that surprise is Queen Gronk sort of laying down some formalities for the formal. Take it away, Jen.
Okay, so just with the formal stuff, if you want to smoke, you have to go outside. There is a designated area just around the corner of the building. Fortunately, we don't have any teacher supervisors here today, so that's really cool. I'm really glad we were able to wrangle that. Dinner will be served a little bit later, but thank you to everyone who sent through your dietaries. Please also, if you haven't watched the Jamaican formal committee video, please watch that because... This is heavily borrowed. Also, best dress will be announced a little bit later. I have done a really nice thing and taken myself out of the running for obvious reasons. But I think you all look great. And let's just celebrate and have a really good time. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Party Glass is taking us.
Beautiful. Let's cheers, everyone.
Go, Josh.
Why are you saying go, Josh?
Where's your drink? Are you done for
No. I opened a new bottle.
I'm opening my Woodstock, guys.
We do have an update. The surprise is 3 minutes away.
Oh, okay. My God. Well,
so there is a surprise happening in 3 minutes. Everyone excited? I'm going to unmute Who's everyone pumped? For a second.
No.
Yeah, just cheer. Are you excited?
That's the official sound of a gaggle of gronks.
I'm muting everyone, so you just have to unmute. I'm just unmuting you guys. There we go.
Yep.
Can we chat to Hayden for a minute? He's got a lovely little hat on.
G'day, everybody.
Yep, and if anyone wants drugs, go to that guy.
I've got some white doves.
White doves?
You look like a wedding singer.
I am actually a wedding singer.
Could you perform something? Have you got your guitar? Could you do Wonderwall for me?
No, I'd never play Wonderwall ever. Don't request it.
What about Shimmer?
No, I don't even know what that is.
She calls me from the cold.
You've got it covered then, Josh.
Can I just say, this G&T, real phlegmy.
Really? What do you mean?
I think that's phlegmy. You. That's really you, mate.
Yeah.
That's you.
It's slightly annoying.
Have you had much cheese today?
No, I haven't had any cheese.
Okay.
Are you nervous because this is your first formal date and I'm about to unmute Grace for the first time during the show?
I'm going to take my glasses off.
Who's chaperoning 97?
Grace. Well, mate, I've just unmuted Grace. Grace and Mason, this is the first time you're meeting as you're getting out of your parents' VL Commodores.
I drove myself.
She drove herself, yeah, definitely.
Take it away, Mason.
Oh, Grace, you look stunning.
Oh, thank you. You look very dapper yourself. Oh,
thank you. I love your. You sent me a photo of your the cheese platter just before.
Yeah,
I could have gone anyway.
I know.
Yeah, you sent me a photo of your tits. I don't know if I was meant to mention on the show.
I'm going to stop myself.
This is eating.
Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, no, the cheese platter's going well.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
The surprise is now 1 minute away.
Okay. Exciting. We've got 1 minute to work Josh's questions list.
Go on, Josh.
Any favorites? Like, obviously, when I speak to Sevs, I don't want to make it about me. And so I don't sort of ask him how the questions are going.
They're good. They're actually really good questions.
Any feedback on questions, like ones that you like, ones that you don't? I realized that I spelt aisle wrong, which I got trolled on Instagram, which sort of made me a bit sensitive. So I haven't done it once since. aisle was spelt with an A. Yeah. I didn't realise that.
No, that was quite good because then we talked about travelling and where we've travelled and things like that. So that was quite, that was a good one. Other ones, I'm not sure.
And so you were talking about, Sevs, where were you talking about going on your first sort of travel?
Where did Pete say again? Was it why?
No,
a river.
No, yeah. No,
a
not
road, road trip.
Okay, that was a road trip. But weren't you going to go to the Bahamas or was that not on?
The Bahamas? Really?
Or was it the Caribbean?
This is Mason's other girl.
Yeah.
No, what's the honeymoon location?
Oh, have we discussed that?
What?
The Caribbean.
I don't know what's on the
Caribbean. Right. No, you mentioned the Caribbean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I went there a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you do something that Sevs, I guess Sevs, like something you haven't done, Grace, and something Sevs hasn't done would be nice.
Yeah, I'm happy to go.
Where haven't you been, Grace?
Like South Africa, I'd love to do that, and safari.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Or like Eastern Europe, haven't done much of Eastern Europe.
Uh-huh. Well, Jordan Michaelides thought you were from there, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Slovenia is beautiful. Slovenia, they've got the Lake
Bled. Yeah, a few of my friends went there. They
it's
loved
sort
it.
Of shit from a food perspective. They've got this they've got like this vanilla slice-esque sort of this cream cake, which I had for breakfast every day. But their food was lacking.
The average?
Yeah.
Is that going to be an issue because Mason doesn't eat much? He's quite picky.
No, I think that will be. I feel like he'll change. I feel like he's developing. What's one thing that you think, Grace, that people don't get from the show that you've learned about Sev through FaceTiming?
This is a hard one. He's quite open on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like that he's kind of open with his feelings and stuff like that. So that's quite good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's leaning in. It's the year of leaning in. Sevs, how far are we away from that surprise?
Well, apparently it's here.
Apparently surprise is here.
The surprise is here. But
really? Have we fucked it?
I reckon you got screwed it.
Well, I mean,
let's just chat to Shannon and see how Shannon's going. Shannon, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Josh. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good.
Good chat, guys.
Have you had a knock at the door or anything?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
As she looks out her window.
Josh?
Yeah.
She's leaving.
Yeah, there's someone at my front door.
Okay, oh, there is.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, this is good.
Okay.
I just wrote a text.
Let's not mention it. Let's let Shannon talk about it. There's someone at Shannon's front door. Shannon, can you go get it?
Well, they've left now, but what do you mean? It's all right. They dropped it off.
Okay, here
Hang
we
on
go.
A second.
All right, this is great.
Hannah dropped it off.
Hannah? Is that the person?
That's Hannah? The person, Hannah, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Okay, and so I want Shannon to mention what's happened.
Okay, great.
Yeah. In the meantime, we'll sit here.
Just wait.
How are you guys going? You good?
I need a wee, I think.
You need a wee.
Yeah, Josh has
been going hard.
He's broken the seal.
Can you tell or no?
Yes, mate. We can, but you're fine because you're not aggressive. You don't seem threatened.
No. I feel good. I actually think I feel good.
As he clips his little glasses onto his glasses. All right, Shannon's, it sounds like she's venturing back in.
Hang on a sec.
Here we go.
This
is good.
Really thought the surprise was Hamish Blake.
I really.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Hamish Blake.
He's not responding to my text.
There's some context to this surprise.
There is no context. We had this idea that we're like, wouldn't it be great every single week to send someone
something?
Dominoes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I do love pizza and beer on a Friday night.
And so the VIP Gronks, you give your address.
It is literally what I have every Friday night.
Oh, this is great.
And it's
4 minutes
the ice
from your
cream
joint.
Is a nice touch.
Oh, great. I thought it'd be nice to have that in then.
Hang on.
So it's a Domino's special.
Hang on, this
Hang
is...
On. Let Sev's, me open it up.
Yeah, what Sev's, kind of pizza?
Yeah. Sev's organised a pizza. It's a controversial pizza.
Yeah, okay, hang on.
Literally nothing in this box, so...
Oh, really? They did that. Shannon, they did that to us the other week.
Yes,
literally an empty box. What the fuck is that for?
I hope that's not the The garlic bread.
I'm having issues with my vision, guys. Is that normal? Is it normal not to be able to...
Sorry, guys. I'm going to mute the 12-year-old child who's got into the liquor cabinet. Sorry about him.
Oh, what flavor is this 97?
Well, hang on. You need a guess. What is it?
Taste. Give it a taste.
Are you... Okay. Do you have any allergies, Shannon?
Yeah. Are you vegetarian?
No.
Okay, great.
Is it seafood?
No.
Great.
He's not a monster.
No.
He's not an absolute.
Baby doesn't like seafood.
What on earth?
Okay.
Can I tell you what it looks like?
Yes. You can show us too.
It looks like... Has anybody had this before? It looks like popcorn chicken on a pizza.
Sounds good.
What the... Anyway, here we go.
Domino's... So Sev's worked it out that it was 4 minutes from your joint. Is
4 minutes from your place.
Well, they were on time.
From store to door was 5 minutes.
From store to door. All right, Mr. Domino's. Jesus.
What is it?
Was that the live read?
Sev's, what is it? Sev's, what is
it's a chicken parmy pizza.
Uh-huh. That's what I mean. It looks like popcorn chicken on a pizza.
What's the consensus?
No, it tastes like shit, but...
Yeah, and we just lost our deal with Domino's, guys.
Oh, sorry. I love the Domino's. Well. It's the best thing I've ever tasted.
You can't lose a deal if you don't have one, so we're safe.
So true. Yeah,
we're absolutely...
Thanks, so guys.
We got you a sundae just in case, and then Seb's also a garlic bread. Because you can't have a pizza without a garlic bread.
Absolutely not. And this is just the best.
Oh, yeah. And there is a stripper on the way, so he's Tyrone.
Tyrone.
I've got a tequila ready for the stripper.
No one understood the Tyrone joke when I said about Tyrone's cum.
It's an internal joke. You have no filter, dude. We have a personal joke that there's a big man named Tyrone that's cheating on he's sleeping with all of our partners. Mm-hmm. And Josh likes to bring out personal jokes that nobody gets and then likes to say it on the show. Why doesn't anyone understand this joke? Because it's a personal joke. And, you know, Tyrone's very triggering for me.
Okay, so let's just go around the room. Let's unmute people. Crystal, how are you going?
Hi, I'm great, guys. I feel like I've come in to a lot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
How's your day been? You had a 4 p.m. appointment, a meeting, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was just doing like the two laptops, Zoom on both. Mm-hmm. Trying to, you know, get it all done. Regular working woman.
Mm-hmm. Any highlights from your week?
I've really been enjoying the self-ISO life. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's like a, you know, PC thing to say, but it's been really nice.
Are you still working for the media company that you were?
Yes, we're still on. It's a major news publisher, so news traffic is sky high right now because everyone's home just consuming content, so we're very busy.
Mm-hmm. Is there a push for video content, or like what sort of articles a media company are pushing for?
Do you want me to seed some Daily Talk Pro content?
Yeah. Oh, could absolutely. You do some sort of is Sev's relationship like is the relationship is between usually? Grace and Sev's is that media worthy or what sort of status does Grace or Sevs need to get to before it gets covered?
Yeah, look, without giving too much away, I do work for a media publisher that writes about people's relationships a lot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a few more followers and they'd probably be, we'd probably be following it pretty closely.
Okay. Right. What's the number?
Let's try over 10,000.
10,000.
10,000? Okay.
It feels like a good round number.
Blue tick, regardless of the number. Yeah.
I mean, we can't do that, can we?
Yeah. There's a bunch of cucks with blue ticks these days that haven't earned them, to be honest.
What's the whole cuck thing? Can we talk about that for a second?
Absolutely not. You're just absolutely pissed. You've lost it. Sev's even. Look at the filter of Sev's.
Mate,
you just say things sometimes.
So cucks is referring to a cuck hold.
Mate, don't think too much about it. This is your problem.
Sorry, Crystal. I'm just meeting you.
Josh, who are you throwing?
For a second.
I'm going to throw it back to Queen Gronk for the moment.
Oh, just as I was taking a selfie.
It happens. No, we don't want to ruin an Insta story op, so do that.
No, it's okay. I'm going to do a whole thing. Tag me in your postcards. I'll repost you.
Hashtag formal.
Can I just unmute Lara for a second? Lara was trolling McDonald's. I looked at her LinkedIn. Lara, do you work at a coffee shop?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I just feel like...
That's why Macca sucks. I know what I'm talking about.
I feel like you should have put that as a disclaimer. Are you a barista?
Lara, that's not why Macca sucks. Macca's just does
generally. Yeah. I mean, it's true. But I think I knew that before. But I think once you got into coffee, then you realised what good coffee is. And then you realised Macca's is even worse than what you thought it was.
And so, Lara, what coffee are you roasting when you make a sort of a latte?
I work for a really small coffee kiosk in Hawthorne. So I don't actually know. She keeps the packets black. So I don't know who gives it to me. I just get a bag when I ask for it. It's really suspicious, but it's delicious.
And so you're
it's
trolling like... McDonald's and you're taking coffee from a black bag.
But it's delicious. It's like, the secret, it's like a secret ingredient or something, secret recipe. I don't know, but it's great. Works well, does well.
And so what's your, would you count yourself as a barista? You're a barista?
Yeah, the kiosk, all I do is make coffee and it's just me. Okay. And it's at a train station, so you're really busy in the mornings.
Oh.
And so has the train station been quiet?
I'm going to come and harass you.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Has the train station been quiet since everything has happened?
Well, yeah, because I work for, like, you know, it's just one lady that owns it. I've stopped working because she doesn't make enough money to pay me. So I'm at home.
Sure.
Yeah, but she's still running. She owns a few and she's still running one by herself. But any of them that all the other girls are at, she's just not making enough money for us. So we're all at home.
I don't know. This is a bit inside baseball, but is
Josh's internet bad or is that his slurring?
No, that's his.
Oh my god! It actually sounds like his Wi-Fi is dropping out. He's the guy with the fastest internet.
I'm just gonna... 1.5 is where my limit's at. So I'm muting myself for a bit.
Yeah. Hey, can I just get everybody to put their hand up in the air so you can see it on screen? Can we just get everybody put their hand up? I need participation here, guys. I just get everybody who is in a relationship to pull their hand down? So no hands up if you're in a relationship. Okay, great. If you just want to look around the room, these are your
What's
options.
Grace doing?
These are your options for the night.
Classic wedding.
It seems that Grace has her hand halfway.
Depends what state she's talking about.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Harry in the chat, Hayden hit me up.
So jump into the Zoom room comments and take it away, guys. Over to you. Hey, just in terms of format, like a lot of us are quite far from ever being invited to a formal. I just want to unmute Olivia Brown. Olivia Brown, welcome to the Daily Talk Show.
I like that pose.
You are our year 12.
Our youngest.
Youngest person listening that we know of. Olivia, how are you?
I'm all right. I survived school in the last few days. So, yeah, that's good.
So you work at you're doing homeschooling. Have you actually got teachers on Zoom?
Yeah. So all we're not like technically on Zoom. We're on Teams. So we're on Microsoft Teams. I have 13 teams running for all my subjects and all the activities I'm involved in at school, like student leadership and all that. So.
What's your favorite subject, Olivia?
In year 12, I like all my subjects pretty much equally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you do any year 12 subjects in year 11?
No, I'm not that smart.
No, he's not missing. She's
well,
not
you don't
missing
have to be smart to do what I remember doing that because
I just
reduced my load
to take
in
it
year 12.
One step at a time.
To be honest, just and hanging in there is better than me.
So,
and
like
Robbie Holt.
Theatre music? Is that true? Theatre music?
Yeah, definitely. I've done... five of, it would be five this year if this year continues at this point. That's set for mid-August. But, yeah, I've done four of the school musicals at this point in time. I didn't do the one in year 7 because I was an introvert and followed the crowd, which I regret, but it's okay.
What's happened? Are you now an extrovert?
I've more just like become comfortable with myself and just
that's cool.
Don't care what people say.
It's good. So, lean in. That's Mr. 97.
Definitely lean in.
What's been your latest production, Olivia?
This year we're doing Greece, and for the first time we have a live band, which about six students part of. And we're doing two acts for the first time as well.
That's amazing.
Speaking my language.
Do you have year 12 formal that was meant to be going ahead, but you're not anymore?
Yeah, so that was scheduled for May 29th. I don't think that's going to happen. So, yeah, I've just dressed up in what I'd wear to that anyway.
Well, let's give Olivia a clap. Yay. Might not get to do her formal. This could be the only formal that you attend this year, and I'm sorry about that.
So I played Vince Fontaine in Greece.
Who's playing Rizzo? Is she a bitch?
She's not. She's like the loveliest person.
Awesome. It's the best role.
The last four productions I've done cast, and I've done various roles. So the first one we did was Seussical, we've done Shrek, we've done Alice in Wonderland, we've done Wizard of Oz, we've done them all. This year I decided to take a step back, especially because I'm doing year 12 as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now part of the tech crew, so I think I'm like the only girl in tech crew, so there'll be
nine guys.
And I'll just learn a different skill and have
some
fun.
Do you have lighting or sound, or what are you doing?
I'll probably be on microphones, so putting mics on cast, because I'm the only girl, so yeah, because of appropriateness that
it has to go down the bra.
The guy who has done Mythbusters has done a whole series on
Adam. Is it Adam Savage?
Yeah, how they mic up the cast of Hamilton, which is great.
Great.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking unbelievable. Awesome. I can't wait to watch that, to be honest.
Neither.
Put your hands up if you want to watch that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, though, imagine the Daily Talk Show, the musical. Look at all you characters here right now. Absolute characters. Like Hayden Dibb, you are definitely right in there. We need our Portuguese
PayPal. Where is he?
PayPal. Can you how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi. Hey, buddy.
PayPal and Harry are matching. I think that's important to point out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I'm very observant.
TJ, you were saying
something. I just wanted PayPal to say something in Portuguese because I think it's, you know, we're all Aussie. A lot of us are Aussies here or in America, at least speaking English. Can you just bring a bit of sex to the show? Say the sexiest statement that you can in Portuguese, please.
The sexiest statement. Give me a sentence and I translate it.
Okay, Josh, throw him a sentence.
Dutch, nurken into kirken is a big one, which is fucking in the kitchen. How do you say that in Portuguese?
Oh my God, what is that?
It's this literally the only sentence I know. Or the other one, because I think like Brazil being sort of, do you count Brazil as South America or no? We're getting an education here. Okay. And so I feel like in Australia, we're pretty dumb. And so we think that South America, we assume Spanish. How much, like what other parts of South America aren't Spanish?
Like the rest of it. Just Brazil speaks Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. And so what other countries are speaking Portuguese in South America?
Brazil.
Uh-huh. That's the main one. And so how would you say, so one thing, you were saying you can speak Spanish as well. Was that right? In the chat?
I understand Spanish. It's very similar. Very similar. People get like, people always tell me like, oh, you speak Spanish, right? I go like, but I understand that.
So I've got the sentence because it can lead into sort of the next movement of the show, which is throwing to Gemma, who is going to announce the best dressed of the night.
Here we go.
And so I won't understand it.
Gemma's not even here, by the way.
She's, it's all about her timing, right? She's just doing selfies. Me, need to go to the toilet. Me. Absolutely. I'm upset. Anyway, can you maybe say, just pad it a bit. Tell us how you came across the Daily Talk Show in Portuguese. It's beautiful because I won't understand it and I'll really want to know.
Eu comecei assistindo o Matt Diavela.
Right,
we got that.
I got it. Yeah, I do you guys have Nando's is Portuguese, which is from South Africa. Do you know about Nando's?
No.
So Nando's is a restaurant.
Where do their chilies come from?
So there's 1,400 farmers in South Africa, but it's sort of Portuguese inspired peri-peri. Does peri-peri mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, all right. So we're being fucked over by Nando's. Temperature in the room, TJ, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm a mild right now. Okay. You're extra hot, mate.
Yeah, you're having a meltdown.
Rayman, what do you get at Nando's? What's sort of your standard basting?
Hot. Not too bad, but
okay. Sure. Emma, what do you get at Nando's normally? What's your Nando's order?
Oh, the medium one.
Okay, mild.
Yeah. Emma. No, medium. Not mild.
I think it's called mild.
One. It's called mild.
No, the next one up.
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah, hot. So they've really fucked it, but they have a off the menu temperature, and then they have a menu temperature. And so from a menu temperature point of view.
Wow, Scooter.
All right. Sorry. Now Emma. Gemma's back. Finally, I'll unmute Gemma. So what's going to happen now is PayPal is about to throw to you, and then you're going to announce the awards for this evening. So PayPal, feel free to just...
In Portuguese. PayPal is going to do it in Portuguese.
The Daily Talk Show World Show.
You're going to...
What are the awards? I have been given absolutely no brief.
Oh, that's actually your job.
That was your job.
What are you talking about?
In a second.
Oh, don't expect us to work that shit out.
This is a nightmare.
What do you think we should do?
That's definitely your sort of theme. You took yourself off the award. So I think it's up to you. We'll just let you sort of...
Best dressed, sure.
Yeah, best dressed, worst dressed.
We're not doing worst dressed.
Most likely to be in prison in 10 years. That kind of
stuff. That's not a formal awards category. Formal awards, you have best dressed and you have, in fact, that's it for formal.
If all right, well, I'll take that.
We have prom, but I think there should be a male best dressed and a female best dressed.
Yes, awesome. And then the power couple of 2020.
In that case, okay, wonderful. Then I've picked all of them. But great. I think important that I know what order we're doing these awards in, because interestingly I don't actually speak Portuguese.
No, but that's okay. He's going to throw it to you. You'll interpret it as you do. And then
that's a terrible idea.
Here we go. Okay. PayPal, just going to throw to Gemma, sound real sexy. You can talk slow. You can whisper whatever you like. Just throw.
Are we doing ASMR?
Basically, all you need to say is we're now about to announce
Portuguese ASMR,
the king and queen of
Josh.
Okay, so we're doing king.
Did you piss? Is that where you went?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, great.
We're doing king and queen first.
It felt quick.
That was real quick.
Everyone's going to be super shocked by who I choose for king and queen.
Okay, no, but king and queen and best dressed male and female. All right, so take it away, PayPal.
Okay. Agora nós vamos ver quem será o rei e a rainha e também o melhor vestido.
What did you just say, PayPal? PayPal, I want to know what you said. You laughed.
I feel like I just translated it.
What was the exact translation, please?
Oh, no. That I was going to, Jim is going to be announcing the king and queen and the best dress.
Okay, beautiful.
Perfect. Oh, great.
Okay, wonderful. There's no way we can get a drum roll sound effect, is there?
Josh, you can get clapping. Give us a clap. Oh, I guess that's for after.
That's for after.
Right, we've got that ready.
Is that good?
Absolute nightmare.
Right, yeah, let's run with that. That's all right.
Look, I only have limited voice. Sorry.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. It's either this one. It could be this.
Yeah, that's great. No, do that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Go, Jim.
Okay. I am so thrilled to announce that the king and queen of the Daily Talk Show 2020 formal...
Sound effect.
Debs and Grace.
Oh, this is huge. I'm muting Grace.
So Everyone's going to be so shocked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I never expected that.
Would you like to say a few words?
Yeah. Seb, you start.
That's a lovely award to receive, Gemma.
Go on.
Yeah. I don't know.
Behalf.
Cool. What a great speech.
Go on. Yeah. No, you've got this. Go. On behalf.
Would you like to thank? Okay. Great. Yeah, on behalf of Grace and I.
Or just also say, well, hey, how does Grace look?
I thought I was going to lead into that. Okay,
just let him go, Josh.
On behalf of Grace and I, who looks absolutely stunning, Gemma would like to thank you for that award and for everyone joining us tonight. It's been amazing.
Cheers to that.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Okay. I will continue. I mean, I know the show's not about me, but I guess
it can be.
Segment.
It can be.
I'm going to announce, I'm going to leave Best Dressed Female to last because I feel like that is the hotly contested award this evening. So I'm going to announce the Best Dressed Male. The Best Dressed Male of the Daily Talk Show Formal 2020 edition is Hayden Dibb.
Unmute him.
You're a little slow on that, Josh.
Sorry.
A hat.
I was putting on my stings.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank all of the Middle East. I'm here to represent them all. We don't usually dress like this. We've usually got certain things strapped to our chest. But
oh my God.
Mute him.
Mute him.
No, yeah. Don't.
No,
George.
Everything was like within like an arm's reach of me. I got dressed 2 minutes before I jumped on. So thank you very much, Gemma.
You've done well.
And that Ramble great. Was a very close second.
Ramble. What about Nick Callan? Nick Callan looks absolutely stunning.
Nick.
I would have given it to him, to be honest.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, George.
Well,
thank
you're not the judge.
This is always the last time you wore that outfit?
About a month ago. This is a new one for a work event. So,
can I just say, with the headphones as well, like, it looks great.
Yeah, you look like
everyone. It looks so dull
in the best sort of way. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Everyone looks great. That's the whole point of the formal. It's the best any of us are ever going to look.
Can we just find out, Shannon? How's the chicken parmy going? Hang on, you need to.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. How's it going?
Yeah, it was delicious. Thank you.
And so the fun fact about the sundae.
Oh, here we go.
They use actual ice cream.
As opposed to
what?
So they don't use sort of soft serve. It's 100%.
Oh, like out of a tub, do you mean?
Yeah, no, I just remember Don the...
Lamage.
The guy behind Domino's. Mm-hmm. I know specifically did we get the thick shake, Sevs? Did we ever get the thick shake on?
Nah, we never.
I don't think so, nah.
I think you just got that personally.
Yeah, so the Domino's thick shake, a fun fact about the thick shake, I'm just trying to work out how to spell. Here we go.
Shake?
Wow, it's amazing, isn't it? I'm definitely, no one's happy about this.
All right, Gemma, you are the MC. You can take over. I can mute him if you want.
Sorry,
you are having an absolute meltdown.
I just muted Josh. Take away, Jim.
This is the big one. This is the one that we're going to be talking about for the rest of the year. I personally think it's the biggest award anyone can win ever. Pulitzer Prize, who needs it? I'd take the Daily Talk Show Best Dressed Female any day of the week. But it's not about me. It's about the Best Dressed Female of the Daily Talk Show 2020 Formal. And that award goes to Emma Lang.
Emma.
Oh,
beautiful. The one strap number is beautiful.
Yeah.
You talked about the spandex.
I know, I've got the Spanx on, so I'm glad they're not going to waste. The fake tan and the Spanx is going well, so thank you.
A lot working for you. The fake tan, big on the earrings. I think that was potentially a strategic move based on this being a Zoom call.
I know.
Colour is popping.
I was just worried that I looked half naked, but it's all right. I'm like,
oh, I do. I'm doing the same thing. I might maybe look full
Who's
naked.
The person who looks the most naked? If it were to look right now...
Bronte.
Bronte. I mean, has Ramble.
You are, that might be the case.
You are Ramble's sister.
What's wild is that Bronte looks naked but with earrings.
Yeah, that wasn't supposed to happen, but
that's okay.
No,
it's a new thing. I also think
slip dress, because in that case, I was
mad
for it. Cowl neck. Spaghetti straps.
A bit close to my skin color too. Maybe that's what.
No, I think that's what good. Is
it? We can actually see the dress. I think that's part
I
of it.
I know exactly what it looks like.
Okay,
it's
sure.
A slip dress. It's cut on the bias and it would be probably a midi length.
What does a cut on the bias mean? Close to that,
yeah. I'm not going to go into it. I tried to explain to Chris what a hem was yesterday.
A cut on the bias.
I don't know what that is though.
I'm Googling it.
Something to be for a dress to be cut on the bias. It's the way that the fabric has been cut. And
bias cut basically means cutting the fabric on a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, so it changes the way that the fabric sits. So it's common with like silks and satins and blends.
Okay. I knew that, Josh. You fuckwit.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Harry. How are you, Harry? Anyway,
me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Ella got a new puppy today, so she's running.
Oh really? What sort of puppy? Have we got can you bring the puppy in?
No dogs inside the house. Strictly no dogs inside the house, Josh. Okay, I don't like dogs inside.
Sorry.
But Hayden and I are gonna go and get eloped, and I've organized for the puppy to carry the rings down the aisle.
What sort of ring? What are we talking?
What
sort of ring?
Oh, I haven't thought too much about that. I just
diamonds are pretty
be...
unethical, aren't they?
All right, sorry, mate. I'm just reading the chat. Sorry,
what's
I'm just reading
in
the chat.
Sorry for the Portuguese, you guys. Ha ha ha. Couldn't get in.
Ramble
said cock ring. That's
Harry asked me to the formal, so I feel like I've gone to formal with someone, and then they've hooked up with someone else in front.
Oh, no.
Happens.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I asked Shannon as well and Lara because I didn't want to be let down, and then I deleted the messages.
And so did Lara. Lara
sent me a screenshot. You sent me a screenshot of those messages.
Oh, no.
Hang on. I didn't get a message.
Shannon's not aware of this either.
You retracted the message?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Is that a bad mood?
Yeah. What?
I didn't get asked to go to formal with you,
Harry. Oh, God. I think that's worse, getting retracted a message than getting asked
absolutely.
At all.
Ms. Domino.
Who did you choose over me? Who did you choose? Who did you ask next?
Who did you end up with?
What was your order, Harry? It's your own fault. It was whoever got back to me first. That was
you didn't even get the notification. You deleted it.
I sent a male chimp out to all the females.
I'm hurt.
Mate, how did you get access to our list?
I am going to...
You sent them all out last week, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
You sent all the emails out last week.
Harry, I'm going to spread
the filthiest rumour about you in the Year 12 Common Room. It's come from me, and everyone's going to believe me because I'm the head of the formal committee.
It's not...
about that, Harry.
This is great, it's a daily talk show, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Party buses are here.
Oh, great. Yeah.
We're going to keep on kicking on until 9 o'clock. It's currently, oh, my God, it's not even 5 o'clock.
It's 4 hours.
4:57. I thought it was 9.
When I went and filled up my drink before, my mother said to me, "How's your date, Harry, going?" And I said, "Oh, it's going really well, Mum. Thanks for asking. He's really sweet and he's wearing a burgundy tie that sort of matches my dress."
I love you, Liz.
I just have to go outside and say to my mum, "Oh, he hooked up with someone in front of me."
God.
Well, I asked Bruce for permission. I thought I'll do the right thing.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, because he was sitting there and he said, "Who is this?" So,
all right, I've muted both of those fuckwits, so we're all good to kick on. Thanks for all of you coming. I appreciate it. There's
absolutely.
Glenn just joined us for kick ons, by the way.
Oh,
so
Glenn,
that's exciting.
You, mate.
Yeah, mate. Thanks, everyone. 2 o'clock in the morning for you, mate.
Before we go, can we get a shot of everyone like holding up their drinks?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you want me to hold the bottle?
Absolutely.
Hold the bottle.
Hang on. You got a Rusky now, TJ.
You did.
A Rusky. Is that bourbon or what is that?
It's like lemon. Tastes like lemonade.
Tastes like lemonade.
Tastes like lemonade.
Wait.
Thanks, guys.
Can you believe it's only Friday?
Can you believe it? It's not butter.
No.
All right, guys. Kick-ons are happening. Thanks for everyone who has listened, watched, commented, got amongst it. You can be a part of these drinks by signing up for to be a VIP Gronk, thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, DJ. It's been great. It's the TDTS formal. If you have a video or photo of you dressing up in TDTS formal gear, please hashtag TDTS formal.
Tag us.
Otherwise, definitely tag at the Daily Talk Show. Also, if you're a VIP Gronk, you should have gotten the stickers as well, which is fun.
Otherwise, Ramble's got them on his neck.
Perfect.
Great bow tie. Great bow tie, Ramble. Right. Love you, mate.
Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.